Welcome to this APTA podcast, bringing you coverage of the 2017 NEXT Conference and Exposition in Boston, Massachusetts. During NEXT, we conducted multiple interviews with conference lecturers and association leaders, which we broadcast live via Facebook. You can watch those videos at apta.org/next/news, or you can listen to podcast versions like this one, which are available via iTunes or at apta.org/podcasts.
All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Cruz Romero. I am the Director of Communications for the Student Assembly Board of Directors. I'm here at APTA Next at the APTA Media Center, and I'm joined right now by Matthew Hyland. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, my pleasure, Cruz. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you just got reelected to the board.
I did.
Yeah. We were just talking about it. You said there's just a huge relief after all of that finished. And
I feel like I was just elected, you know, to my first term, and all of a sudden I turned around and 3 years had passed and I'm a candidate again. So it's been a busy day 7 here on site in Boston. Love
right.
Boston.
Yeah.
My family's from this area, so it's like coming home. That's special to me.
Awesome.
But it started with a board meeting and then, candidacy, elections, launch right into the House of Delegates, get out of there, and now we're at NEXT.
Awesome. That's great. It's an exciting time for sure.
Yeah. So, and I love the fact I get to follow Dr. Shields. So yeah, thanks for that setup really nicely. I feel like Lisa Max opening act right now.
So Dr. Richard Shields just addressed all of us at the 48th McMillan Lecture. An incredible, incredible presentation.
Yeah.
And then
turn over the hourglass.
Turning over the hourglass. That's right. So Director Hyland, you are on the board. Tell me some of the things that you're really passionate about in your role.
Yeah, well, I'm first and foremost about the profession, better together, moving forward. Our vision sentence, that's actually the vision sentence was the impetus of me running for the board the first time. I was so moved by it, and I knew I wanted to be part of the team that got us there.
Yeah.
Running for a second term actually wasn't a foregone conclusion to me. I needed to know that there were going to be issues and opportunities that, my skill sets would lend them to. And the idea of the movement system really stimulates me is that our future identity. And we heard that from Dr. Shields today in the 48th McMillan Lecture.
That's right.
In terms of my personal work on the board, I've really membership models. We have these 7 bold moves that Dr. Dunn, our president, has outlined over the last, couple of days here on site.
That's right.
And one of those is make it easy to be an APTA member,
yeah.
Which doesn't sound overly bold, but it's incredibly bold because what it means is, instead of going with our one-size-fits-all membership model, we need to, kind of tear it down and say, how can we do this differently? How can we, bring it to different people in different ways, whether you're a stay-at-home parent or you have a clinic that has 30 people in it.
Right.
You're trying to get membership for your whole clinic. So,
right.
And then springboarding on that, obviously, a tremendous amount of work in the area of trying to get students who were involved when they're in their educational program and having them convert over to being therapists or staying members of the association when they graduate. I mean, we know we have about 82-83% our students are members for various reasons. We also know that by the time they're within 5 years out of school, they kind of revert to the mean and only about 32% stay members. And that's not really their problem. That's really our problem. And more so from my perspective, it's our opportunity to make change.
Yeah.
And I'm very passionate about that.
That's so important. I talk to so many students all the time about that very, very issue, right? And early career professionals where they get out of school, they were really involved in their program. In extracurricular activities on their campus, even in the APTA,
right.
For that matter, at the state, local, national level. And then they get out, and then it is a struggle to stay involved in those 0 to 5 years. So now, what are some of the things that you're trying to do? What are some of the things that you and the board have talked about?
Yeah, so it started actually with the Student Assembly motion to the House of Delegates in 2014. From that, the motion was the Recruitment and Retention of Early Career Professional Task Force, which we quickly called RETEAM, so I didn't have to stand in front of the board and keep saying Recruitment and Retention of Early Career Professional Task Force. So that became its affectionate name. We had a number of members. Joe Black just walked by. He was originally on the RETEAM. A number of former Student Assembly board members were on there as well. We brought forth, we did about 13 months worth of work, a tremendous amount of data analysis, and brought forth our own seven bold recommendations to the board in February of 2016.
Yeah.
And a couple highlights of those were creating an early career community.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're in school, you have a community. You have a community of, you know, your classmates, you know, whatever your DPT program is. You have your entire, you know, university or college that you're a part of. And then even on the larger whole, you know, PT students from across the country, which is where the student assembly is so incredibly valuable.
Yeah.
But then you graduate.
Right.
And what do you have? And you kind of fall into this, you know, this
space.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's a great term. Yeah. And that's what we're looking to fill with the early career team. It's a landing zone. And that community has been formed and they're doing work. They just gave us our first interim board report that I was proud to bring to the board for this meeting. And we should be getting their final recommendations by November. So, equally as importantly, is we need to study that group better.
Yeah,
group overall being all DPT students when they graduate. Because we have long-held beliefs, right? Is it too expensive to be a member? And that's the easy answer. We don't know. But what's more likely to keep you engaged? Are you likely to be more engaged because you're on the student assembly and you're so engaged now? If you went to NSC, does that keep you more engaged?
Yeah.
You're more likely to stay? Or if you went to Next or you went to CSM, if you were involved at all, are you likely to stay involved? And we need to learn that information. It's research, right?
Yeah.
And that's what we have to do. We have to research and understand better. Because again, I'll go back to Dr. Dunn's better together, but we're better together if we convert at a much higher rate.
Right. See, it is incredible that, again, there's this constant theme of talking to members at the highest level, like yourself, and hearing you say that, and then seeing the action. Now, 2 years in a row, the board and the delegation has supported motions that are brought forth by students, and really listening to us, and not just listening, but actually a real specific action comes out of that. And that, again, it means so much because it really shows with some action, right, that you are listening to us. So that really means a lot. And I think hopefully students out there are really thinking the same thing. So I'm really curious, what is your vision for all of this? What would it mean if we actually captured this group? What would it mean for our profession, for our association, for our society?
Yeah, nothing but great things, right? And it's a multi-pronged approach. You know, it started with RE-TEAM. We have this phenomenal student assembly, which, you know, I think, you know, the world of. And, you know, and that's the springboard. That's where it starts, right? It's engagement at that level. And then now you can morph into the early career team and find your touch point there, whether it's PT Day of Service, whether it's, you know, a different event. You know, it doesn't have to be long term, but,
right,
you know, something that you value, that you want to be a part of.
Right.
But we're able to keep you in the association because it's the lifeline of the association, our memberships. We need to value our members.
Yeah.
And then from there, move into, you know, somewhat the Leadership Development Committee, which is really targeting our 5 to 10 years. So it really is a continuum. They're not individual programs. It's a continuum to give places and opportunities. And then, you know, that reaches out to our components, to our sections, who are amazing places for therapists to land, students converting over to therapists to land, you know, to be with a group of specialists in an area. So just opportunities to stay involved. And if you stay involved and we're all here together, you know, we have a bright future and a pipeline. And what it's all about is going back to that vision, transforming society by optimizing movement to improve the human experience. You know, I can't say it enough.
I love it.
Yeah,
yeah,
me
that's,
too.
That's such a powerful statement. And again, I just want to reiterate that you are listening. I talk to a lot of individuals in my role that feel like they're not being heard, feel like, you know, well, it's slow changing, but the association, the board of directors, the delegation, they really do listen. They really are hearing us. I mean, some things that I've heard just recently are, you know, we have a branding problem. And then came out, and then Choose PT came out, right? And Movement Specialist came out. Mm-hmm. And all of these different chapters are, you know, having an idea about this and how to move us forward. So that right there just means a lot to me, and I hope means a lot to other students, so, and early career professionals for that matter.
Yeah, well, we have to listen, because right, the answers are gonna come from, you know, from that group of therapists, that new graduating group, the early career team, the students, the student assembly. I mean, It's not for us to sit there and go, here's what we think is going to work, yeah. Right? I mean, that's not the way we're going to operate. If we're going to do this the right way, we need to get in there and find out the solutions, the answers, the ideas, and then, right. then make a good decision on, okay, now how do we implement it? But yeah, we have our ears wide open. For anybody who doesn't think they're being heard, you know, reach out. We're listening all the time. Reach out on your component level, your chapter level, section. Come straight to your APTA Board of Directors. We're yeah. here. Our ears are open, and we want to listen to you.
Yeah. So I talked to Janine yesterday, Janine Gunn, the treasurer, the now treasurer.
Our newly minted treasurer.
Yeah. about the board and how your role is 100% volunteer. You yeah. do this to improve, literally, our profession, yeah. right? Yeah, and just hearing that again and seeing that and seeing how passionate you are about that and hearing you say, I want to hear from you, right? The time is now. You should reach out. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah,
it's
thank great. You. Thank you. You know, everybody should be involved the way they want to be involved. And if we're all members, we need great, great clinicians who are out there, you know, decreasing variants in practice and getting our patients better. We need people out there that are doing great research to help give us the evidence so that we can follow it as clinicians. We yeah. need tremendous educators that are bringing evidence to our students, you know, and carrying that branding message of, you know, of movement. And we need people who are willing to serve our association. And that's where my passion is. So, you know, my advice to any, you know, early career professional or student, find your passion. It doesn't have to be a desire to serve on the APTA Board of Directors. If it is, I'm here. Come talk to me. I'd be happy to help get you here,
awesome.
You know. But be a great clinician or be a great advocator or be a great researcher. You know, whatever your passion is, go find it and find mentors within our association because there are literally thousands of out there, you know, who would be more than happy to participate.
Yeah. Better together.
Better together.
Yeah. Mic drop. You could just right there. Well, awesome. Matt, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Cruz. I yes. appreciate it. Thanks for having
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
For more podcasts like this one, go to apta.org/podcasts or search APTA Podcasts on iTunes. Don't forget to mark your calendar for next 2018 in Orlando, Florida, June 27th through 30th.